Seattle officials are asking the police department for data on the number of disciplinary cases in which the findings have later been reversed through a union appeal. They hope to use that data to seek changes to the system. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Last month, Seattle's interim police chief, Harry Bailey, notified city officials that he was reversing the disciplinary findings in several cases, one of them related to the much-publicized confrontation last year between Seattle journalist Dominic Holden and SPD officer John Marion. After an outcry, Bailey ended up reversing the reversal, but the incident placed new attention on the Seattle Police Officers Guild and its ability to appeal findings of police misconduct. City Council member Nick Licata says the disclosures revealed what he called a twilight zone within SPD's disciplinary process.
The thing that surprised me the most was how few people understood what was happening. I had to sit down with some of the mayor staff and explain step by step what I was discovering, and they were themselves discovering it for the first time. It really was, in some ways, like a puzzle.
The auditor for SPD's Office of Professional Accountability, Ann Levinson, has asked for data on how many other cases were reversed in the last few years. Licata says this data could form the basis for new legislation and upcoming contract negotiations. At a recent city council meeting, outgoing Guild President Rich O'Neill said city officials had no right to interfere with Chief Bailey's determinations.
I fear that the events of the last few days will hamper our search for a permanent chief of police. Who in their right mind will want to apply for the job if they have to check with 8 different people and check the political winds before making a decision on an administrative issue?
Seattle is about to find out who in their right mind would want to be its police chief. The job was posted yesterday, and the deadline for applications is April 4th. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.